Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. and we on fire for the Lord. Yeah, hallelujah. And Joshua's troop, it sounds like they're on fire for the Lord, too. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for all of you that tuned in to the service on tonight. I want to let you know that God loves you. And guess what? Brother Bird loves you, too. And I think Pastor Peaches loves you, too. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Hallelujah, yes.
Hey,
amen.
Glory to God. I thank you and those that have subscribed to our admonition to call somebody up, to talk to someone, at least one person a day, to tell them that God loves them and you love them, too. Those that have done that, I decree and declare a special blessing and impartation of Almighty God upon you in Jesus' name and your household and your nation. Your nation is your family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. Glory to God. This service tonight is sponsored by what is the sponsor of tonight's program? All right, I got the answer. It's sponsored by the writer of the book, The Awakening of a Superhero. Go ahead to God. I think you might know who that is, Pastor Peter. But anyway, The Awakening of a Superhero, it's, hallelujah, published by the Christian Faith Publishing Company of Pennsylvania. And I want you to know it's an on-fire book for the Lord. Y'all got to read it. You got to get it. There is a 50-second trailer about the book on YouTube.
Amen.
Also, you can get the book paperback or you can get it as an ebook, and it's available on Amazon, iTunes Store, and Barnes & Noble. And you also can drop by at the parsonage and pick up a book. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Again, it's The Awakening of a Superhero. And if you purchase a book, I tell you, not only are you going to help us to continue to be on the air, hallelujah, but we're going to be on whether you buy a book or not, but I'm going to let you know that because we're doing God's will. We're about God's business.
Hallelujah.
But we're building a hospital in Uganda. We are partnered with Helene Russell Ministries,
amen,
and we are working together to them to build a hospital in Uganda.
Jesus.
And we actually collect pennies. And if you got a whole bunch of pennies and you want us to come by and pick them up,
amen,
hallelujah. You say, pennies? Yes, pennies. Hallelujah. We'll come and do that. You call after the broadcast or anytime during the week, glory to God, 410-444-5152. That's 410-444-5152. Leave a message, your name and your address and telephone number so we can get back to you and set up a time we can come and pick up your pennies. Because one U.S. penny is worth, the last time we checked, is worth 356.90 shillings in Ugandan money. So a little bit goes a long way.
Amen.
Glory to God. I said a little bit goes a long way. So we're talking about a dollar. You're talking about over 3,500 shillings, 60 shillings, 600 shillings. I'm going to tell you, it's a whole bunch of, it's a whole lot of money in Ugandan money. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Over there.
Yes, it does. So it don't take much of our money to build that hospital in Uganda.
Amen.
So God bless you. This program tonight, this service tonight is sponsored by the author, hallelujah, of The Awakening of a Superhero. The Awakening of a Superhero. Again, that's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the iTunes Store, and you can come by the, hallelujah, the parsonage at 3007 Iona Terrace, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Call us and let us know you're on your way to pick up a book, because we do have the first book, which is The Secret Nightlife of a Superhero. And hallelujah. That's available on the bookpatch.com. That's the only place that you can get that one, the bookpatch.com. And then all the others are available, as I've just shared. But anyway, Pastor Peaches, you know.
The cost of the book?
Huh?
The cost of the book?
Cost of the book. They find out when they get here. No. Glory to God. Both books are under $20. They are under $20. Plus, if you come by the parsonage, we'll actually sign it at no extra charge. We actually sign, you get it signed by the author. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, thank you so much. I thank all of you for tuning into this service
Amen.
On tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And before we go any further, because I got some testimonies I got to give Pastor Peaches. You know, I found out that there are two you know, when we throw people's names, we place people's names into the atmosphere, begin to praise and magnify God. We know when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And we've gotten a report of debt cancellation miracles. Two people have shared with us that BG&E, they didn't apply for anything. BG&E wiped out, gave one person $1,900 and another person $1,000. Didn't apply for anything. And then the person that had $1,900, they said, well, you know what? That left me a balance of $600-something. I'm going to apply for with the energy assistance. They applied for energy assistance, wiped out the rest.
Hallelujah.
That's favor with God. Hallelujah. Genesis 39, verse 21. Psalms 8 and 5. The favor of God, and if you want the favor of God on somebody in your life,
thank you.
If you want the favor of God on yourself, when we begin to play these dedicated selections, throw the name up into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you, it's something going to happen, and going to be all good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, can you do the housekeeping suggestions, please?
It's a Bible. Hallelujah. The Holy Word of God. Hallelujah. It's your Bibles, your composition notebook, your pencils, your ink pens. Hallelujah. Yes. Make sure you have something you can write with. You can write down the whatever scriptures we give you. You can write down what God drops in your spirit. Hallelujah. You can make a list of all while you're sitting there, make a list of what you want God to do. Hallelujah. 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 Also, bring your communion element. If you haven't dropped past the parsonage and picked up communion, you bring, then you set up whatever you want to use for communion. Hallelujah. Bring your bread, your toast, your crackers, your milk, water, juice, whatever. Hallelujah. So when we take the body of Christ, hallelujah, and claim healing, you'll have whatever you need there. Hallelujah. You'll be able to take communion with us. Hallelujah. When you come past to drop off your pennies, you can or tell us to, or let me know you want me to bring to come past to pick up your pennies. Let me know you want me to bring some communion elements with me, or you can come past and pick them up. We have them for you already boxed up.
Free.
Hallelujah.
They're free.
Yes, they're free.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And right now, as my friend TD says, get ready, get ready, get ready. Pastor Willie Mae Peaches verse. Thank you, Peaches. Sister Annette James. Elder T.B. Stevenson. Minister Jerry Cleveland. Oh, excuse me. Let me pull Jerry Cleveland out of there. This is for the women. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell.
Kathleen Austin. Shadow Monty.
Hallelujah.
Austin Andrews.
Apostle Dr. Margie Mercer. Hallelujah.
Angel Smith.
Chief Apostle Mary Osborne. Hallelujah.
Stephanie Hayes.
Nancy McKnight.
Glorious Ash.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Bell, Sarah Bennett. Sharon Boston.
Jennings Hill. Hallelujah.
Blackwell. Bianca Blackwell.
Rosetta Carey.
Boopy.
Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah.
Grant. Sarah Bright.
Pastor
Graham.
Christine, Olivia, James, Pastor,
Father Brown,
hallelujah. Mother Dolores Hurt,
Harriet Burt,
and Jeanette Hurt,
Lisa Burt, Darcy Burt,
Yvette Hurt, Robert
Burt, Candace Shocker,
Kimberly,
Lola Clark,
Kimberly, Darcy. Another Darcy. Francine.
Cecilia Cole.
Wanda.
Cookie. Marion Crenshaw.
Martha.
Danielle
Cora. Dominique. Another Dominique. Still another Dominique. And another Dominique.
Alicia Dempsey.
Danya. Tiffany. Another Tiffany.
Rihanna.
Helena. Another Helena. Nellie.
Dr. Wendy Matt.
Ariana. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gloria. Hallelujah. Minister Janet. Yvonne. Hallelujah. Sheila from Justice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Teresa McCloud.
In the school for Teresa.
Niecy Brown.
Niecy Garland.
Brown. Hallelujah. Loretta.
Isabel.
Gloria Bushel. Hallelujah.
Leslie Govard. Eddie. Karen Hallman. Lisa Harris.
Sandra.
Zed Harris.
Beverly Davis.
Angela Hill. Johnson.
Another Jacqueline. Laura.
Celine Johnson. Lorena Johnson. Rachel Johnson.
Hallelujah.
Vincent Johnson.
Bertha. Marie Johnson. Mother Bertha Marie Johnson.
Carol King.
Bertha Ann Johnson. Hallelujah. Mary.
Lawson.
Glory to God. Pamela. Another Pamela. Another Pamela. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lisa Matthews. Lisa Mayhew. Natasha McGill.
Jeanette. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Lisa Moda.
Mona.
Kendra Moore. Linda Moore.
Kia. Mary Hadley. Hallelujah.
Linda Owen.
Hallelujah. Linda. Another Linda.
Retta Hessler.
Linda.
Helene Russell.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Linda Smith.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you,
another Teresa.
Ellis.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Julie Warren.
Hallelujah. Anna.
Maisha Warsaw.
Ava.
Paula Willie.
Kitty.
Sheila Woodley.
Little Kitty.
Linda Wright. Talitha Wright. Viola Wright.
Stephanie. Desiree. Monica, hallelujah, glory to God. Leroy Calvary's wife, hallelujah, glory to God. Teresa Wilson, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don, hallelujah, glory to God. Darlena Queen, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ruth Sager, Ruth Hairside, hallelujah. Jennifer Bob. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glenda. Hallelujah.
Working miracles in their lives.
Brenda. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We hope that some of you were sharing others in your...
Bless them, Jesus.
Hallelujah. As we were sharing, we hope that you were putting people into the atmosphere of blessings as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now,
hallelujah.
You mighty men of valor.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said unto me, fear not. The Lord is with
me. Mr. E.T. Bird.
Emmanuel.
Minister Jerry Cleveland.
Whom shall I fear?
Sterling. And Reggie.
Through the belly, understand
and Barry. And David. And Schooler. And Allen.
Not carnal, but don't know who all of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. We praise your name in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for sending your word to heal. Psalms 107, verse 20. We thank you, Lord, for delivering and setting the captives free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And right now, Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're getting ready for the Children's Corner. And after this selection, I'm playing right now. The next voice that you will hear, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, will be none other than Pastor Willie Mae
teacher spirit with the children's corner. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Jesus. And young people, you cannot have a friend. You will not have a friend that sticketh closer to you or closer to you than Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When it seems like your best friend and turned their back, or you looking around for a friend, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. You may have a BFF and sometimes the BFF may have some situations going on at the same time you had something going on. You may not be able to call their house 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever. If you up and something's troubling you in your mind, but you know who you can call on? You can call on Jesus.
Yes.
He will always be there for you. And he is a friend. He is that friend that will be there for you 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. You can, you know, if something is bothering you or happening to you, even during the night, you can call on the name of Jesus, and he will be there for you. Just whisper his name, Jesus. I've experienced it, even calling the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know demons will tremble? God doesn't care how young or how old you are. You need him, call on him. There is power in his name.
Yes, hallelujah.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You may see trouble. You can call mama. Mama can't stop that trouble. You can call your sister. Let's say your sister named Cheryl. Cheryl! It's no power in that name. Cheryl may not even be around. If Cheryl is around, only thing Cheryl can do is run to you if she's able to run to you. But don't you know? You can call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know what? You can even whisper, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And don't you know he'll still hear you. And he will still come to your call.
Hallelujah.
I've been there. I remember one time I had so much pain in my body, I couldn't do nothing but whisper the name of Jesus. And don't you know he delivered. Hallelujah. Jesus is a deliverer. And sometimes we think, oh my gosh, can I be used by Jesus? But I'm so young. I'm a child. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've shared so many things with you, how to be used of God, how to allow Jesus Christ to be used of you, for him to come into your heart. I've shared with you how to just ask him to come into your heart. And sometimes we wonder, well, am I allowing him to use me? Or how can he use me? I'm just a child. You may say, how can he use me? Don't you know, Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Hallelujah. So do this, honor God while you're young, while you have good eyesight. It says, before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark, okay? While you can still see, honor God. While you still have strength in your body, honor God. While you can still talk and you don't have to worry about your false teeth flying out your mouth because you're trying to talk to somebody or whatever, or you're worrying about your teeth falling out, or you ain't got no teeth because you're missing a whole lot because you aged. A whole lot of things, privileges we have as young people, as a young person, that an older person may not have. You have strength in your body.
Yes.
A lot of times when older people get, when they're growing older of certain ages, sometimes their bodies get weak. You have strength in your bones. You have your teeth. You have your sight. You have good sense of hearing, smelling. Have you ever spoken to your grandparents or great-grandparents, and they say, huh? Or they answering a question. They think they're answering a question, and you say, Grandma, I ain't said nothing about no potatoes. Well, what you say? Huh? And you had to repeat what you say so many times. You just say, that's all right, Grandma. That's all right, Grandma. But you know what? Ecclesiastes 12:1, it says, while you're young, remember your creator while you're young. Hallelujah. God can still use you while you are young. Mary was a teenager when the Christ child was conceived in her. In Matthew 1:18, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Verse 20, it says, but while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Yes.
Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. See, she was still a virgin. She was still a young child. She was still a teenager. Okay? The scripture has used many young people. Hallelujah. There are many different occasions in the scripture that young people were used of God. God has no respected person. God can still use you as a young person. The only thing you have to do, give him permission. Commit yourself unto the Lord. 1 Samuel 16:12 talks about how David was anointed king. It says, and he sent and brought him in. Now, it's talking about David. He was ruddy, which means reddish, and withal of a beautiful countenance and godly to look upon. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for he is it. He's the one. Hallelujah. God can say you're the one too. He says you're the one.
Hallelujah.
Allow God to be proud of you. Allow God to be, allow yourself to be used of God. He will do it. He can do it. Hallelujah. He has no respected person. He doesn't care you 15 or 12 or 6. Don't you know you can still be used of God? Hallelujah. Daniel 1:4. Hallelujah. This is the story of the three Hebrew boys. We call them the three Hebrew boys. They were thrown into the furnace. Hallelujah. And I did some research, and it says that that they think that the words is supposed to be a hint to the boy's age when they say understanding science. They're thinking they were school age. They're between ages of 11 and 13. Daniel 1 and 4 says, children, in whom was no blemish, but well-favored, and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning of the tongue of the Chaldeans. These three boys took a stand for righteousness, knowing their lives was at stake, and they didn't change their mind, even when they knew that they were going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Hallelujah.
They were
not burned. When they were thrown in, they told the king. They knew what the king's decree was. But, oh, king, we're going to stand for God. You're going to throw us in? Okay, you're going to throw us in. We're not going to bow. And the God that we stand for, he'll deliver us. And he's able to deliver us. And if he don't, we're still not going to bow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory.
They took a stand. They took a stand. Yes, they did.
God, hallelujah.
Verse 22, this must be the first chapter. Even when it's the men that when the king found out that they weren't going to bow, he told the men, he told his men, turn up the furnace seven times hotter than what it was.
Yeah.
And don't you know the men that threw the Hebrew boys in the furnace, they were killed.
Mm.
They were killed. And when the Hebrew boys, when those fellas came out, and first of all, when they looked in there, they said, wait a minute, didn't we throw in three? But why do I see four in there? One of them looks like the Son of God. One of them looks like they knew God was in there walking around with them. God was in there.
Thank you, Jesus.
And don't you know the smell? When they came out, the smell of smoke wasn't even on their clothes.
Jesus.
God will take care of you.
Yeah.
Take a stand for God. God will take a stand for you.
Hallelujah.
He will not allow the enemy to devour you. He won't let it happen. He won't let it happen.
Hallelujah.
Stand for righteousness, young people. I don't care if you're on a college campus. When I was on a college campus, and I graduated 2016 from Catonsville, I took a stand, even on the college campus. Hallelujah. When I could witness to the young people, I did. I was a witness to to my professors, and I was a witness to the young people that was in class. There were some things that I could say that the professors couldn't say. Hallelujah. Couldn't nobody bring any charges against me for saying what I was going to say. They was talking they were talking that smack and talking that junk and garbage. And you know what? And I let God rise up in me and bring it out right in the classroom. Hallelujah. You can be a witness and a light for Jesus wherever you go. God can open the door. Hallelujah. And when he opens the door for you to be a witness for him in classroom, you do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When everybody else, different ones, may be cheating on a test, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't worry about somebody calling you a weakling or call you different names. You know what? They're the same ones, or a nerd or a geek. They're the same ones who's going to be coming to you and say, can you pray for my family? My father left us last night. We don't have any food. I need this. I need that. And don't you know you'll be able to pray for them?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll be praying for you.
Hallelujah.
But believe you me, they're gonna find a time when you all by yourself and come to you. Can you be praying for us? Because they know that you're different. They may not know, they may not know the word to say. You saved it, you filled with the Holy Ghost. They may even call you a church girl, church boy, holy roller, holy geek, whatever. But you know what? Don't even worry about it. You're the one that they're going to be looking up to. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of God using you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of being different.
Or
sticking out like a sore thumb or whatever. You are the one that God will exhort. Hallelujah. And you just may be their supervisors or whatever. When they come out, when everybody graduate or whatever, and they want to do things the wrong way, you want to do things the right way, God can allow them to come right to you to ask for a job. And you know what?
Yes,
indeed. That'll really be your opportunity to talk to them about Jesus then. Because they're going to know, wow, it really must be something to this Jesus.
Yes.
It really must be. I recall a story. I'm probably taking too much time. I recall a story when I was in high school. One of the young ladies, she said, she saw me after we had graduated from high school, and she said, "You're the one. You're the one." And I didn't know what she was talking about. I was saying, "I'm the one what?" She said, "I overheard you talking to someone in the auditorium one day about Jesus."
Mm.
And I told myself, I'm going to give this Jesus a try.
Hallelujah.
And I think she may have already been in church or whatever. She said, I'm going to give this Jesus one more chance or one more try. Something like, you know what? And she got saved.
Hallelujah.
She came to the Lord. Said, "Oh, my goodness. I would have never known. I would have never known."
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. Thank you, young people. Be encouraged to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. You live for him and he will shine. You shine for him and he will make you shine, and he will exalt you above all else. He will make you the head and not the tail, above only, not beneath. Thank you, Bishop Burr.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God."
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of great waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns."
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Our God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the Children's Corner on tonight. I tell you, you know, as you were sharing, Pastor Peaches, I thought about Proverbs 18:10, where it says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it and are safe. So we thank God for children understanding that and receiving that in their spirits, so that when they get into a tight spot, when they get into trouble, they can, hallelujah, run to the name of the Lord. Call him out. Call his name. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pastor Peters.
Awesome.
Enjoyed
thank
that.
You.
God bless you real good.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God for what our ears have heard so far. And I just need to borrow you just for just a minute, Pastor Peters. I need to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, Pastor.
What time is it?
Communion time.
Oh, wonderful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, y'all need to be shouting and praising the Lord all in your households and wherever you are in your car. Well, pull over to the side of the road if you want to throw both hands up if you're driving. Hallelujah. Go at work or wherever you are now, because it's time for the meal that heals. It's the time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're glad that you prepared yourself for this. Hallelujah. And I want you to expect a blessing. Expect a breakthrough. Expect healing and deliverance right now in Jesus' name. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Says, examine yourselves, and right now we do that. Hallelujah! And one of the things that we love about God is that He has some covenant names, and the number one covenant name, hallelujah, glory to God, is Jehovah Shitkanu. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are Jehovah Shitkanu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we ask, oh, glory, that you, hallelujah, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. We ask you to forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. And again, the word of the Lord says, examine yourself. Now, before we even do that again, we're going to lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify in Jesus' name. Now, the word says to examine yourself, and we do just that again. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, hallelujah, you were wounded for our transgressions, Lord. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Wait a minute now. Let me back up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. That's what that says. We're going to get this right. Hallelujah. Revelations 1 and 5 says, hallelujah, you washed our sins with your own blood. You washed our sins with your own blood, Lord. And Ephesians 1 and 7 and Colossians, hallelujah, 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So, glory to God. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But your word says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper. Hallelujah. In every way it was said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for your word today. There's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name today, oh God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, from inside and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your word says, hallelujah, Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already covering our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to thy heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for today's family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family, in our extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are kingdom citizens. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are kingdom partners. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Say amen, Pastor Peaches.
Amen, amen, amen.
I need to ask you another question, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you ready for this question?
Oh, yes, Pastor.
Because if you're not ready, I you know what I would say?
What?
Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready. The question I'd like to ask you is, well, what time is it?
Time for the wine, Pastor Bates.
Well, blessed be God. Baruchasham Adonai. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. We praise God for you, Pastor Peaches. You are a woman after God's own heart, I'm going to tell you.
Hallelujah.
God loves you. And guess what? I love you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask that you would give 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the good seed sown tonight. In Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah, we thank you for spirit authority to bind the enemy right now. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Hallelujah. We curse you from the root and command you be bound in Jesus' name. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you have to steal, kill, and destroy in our lives. It's null and void in Jesus' name. We bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the anointed word that shall come forth tonight. We decrease as you increase, O God. Hallelujah. Your word be revealed in the lives of everyone listening to the sound of my voice tonight. And we give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Praise God. Well, Pastor Peaches, I know we must have an enormous list of scriptures tonight. So I want you to read the scriptures for tonight. And I hopefully y'all got your pen and a couple of pens and pencils and magic markers and players so you can write down all the scriptures that we're going to share tonight. Okay, go ahead, Pastor Peaches. Read all the scriptures.
Matthew 6, verse 12.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Look, Minister Linda, get up off the floor. And Sister Julie, get up off the floor. I know y'all have just fainted. Get up off. And Coco and Faith, get, well, okay, well, stand up on the floor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we bless God. Sister Dukes, yes, get off the floor. I know you just fainted, too. And Sister Kubi, Alba Kubi, yes. One scripture. Mm. And so, Pastor Peaches, before I get you to read that scripture, I want to take you back. Mm. I want to take you back into time. When you was a little child, and, you know, you were outside playing with the other kids. And somebody said, you can take 3 John steps. And you would say, what?
Mother, may I?
And they would say, yes, you may. Or they may say, no, you can't. They played that game. And then there was another game they played, and it was with a jump rope. In fact, they had 2 jump ropes, and you would jump in. They start swinging these ropes, and somebody they called that. What did they call that? They called that double dutch, wasn't that?
Oh, no, double dutch was 2 ropes.
That's what I said, 2 ropes.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 ropes.
Right.
And that's double dutch.
Right.
And there were some other games called hide and seek.
Yeah.
And what were some of those other games that they played where they had more than one person?
Tag or it?
Uh huh. Oh yeah. Yes. But there's one game that they played that sometimes it was not a good game to play. It was called I D-Devil Dare You.
Mm.
You remember that? Mm. Usually when they said that, they were trying to get you to do something dirty and call it clean.
Mm.
You remember that? You remember hearing that? Or was that before your time?
Okay.
Huh?
I was a good little girl. I didn't play that.
Oh, I know you didn't play that, but I said you remember hearing that. You don't remember that one of you. I said that was before your time. Well, in school sometimes. Kids, what you do? I D-double-W you take something off the teacher's desk, or I D-double-W you throw a spitball at that person over there, or whatever. They say, I dare you, and usually when they said that, if you didn't take up the dare, they said you're a wimp. They call you names, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Well, believe it or not, I got a dare for you tonight. Can you read the scripture that we have tonight?
Matthew 6:12 says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Hmm. That's it? Oh, my goodness. For just a few minutes, I want to talk to you with the dare. dare to forgive. Mm. Oh, I want you to repeat that to me. Dare to forgive.
Dare to forgive.
Dare to forgive.
Mm.
You know, see, a lot of you have some scriptures you've heard all your life, like the 23rd Psalms. You've heard that probably all your life. And you've heard what they call the Lord's Prayer. It's really our prayer, but they call it the Lord's Prayer all your life. Is that right?
Amen.
And you heard this being said. Now, read that again, because somebody didn't get this.
It says, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors.
There is a clause. There is a caveat. There is a proviso. There is a, I don't know what else to say. There is there is a provision that will qualify you to be forgiven by God. And some of you walk around and you've done a lot of things in your life and some things, well, I can't talk about y'all. I got to talk about myself. You know, when I was out there, I was a heathen. You know, I did a whole lot of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was a heathen. And, glory to God. And when I, God, believe that, he wasn't lost. I was the one that was lost. But anyway, when God found me and I came to myself, I realized that I got to ask God for forgiveness. But he said to me, and he said to you, I'm going to forgive you like you forgive other people.
Mm.
And he done said that over and over and over in the Word. And I could have given you about four or five other scriptures that say the same thing. But I don't need to tell you something that you done heard all your life. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Amen.
I mean, you are not, what do you call it, slow. You're not behind times. You done heard this when you was five, and you heard it when you was 50. I just got to ask you, why aren't you not forgiving people?
Mm.
I know, you say, well, God knows my heart. Yes, he does. It's corrupt and it's full of sin if you haven't forgiven others. I heard so many people say that. Oh, God knows my heart. Yes, he does. And the scripture says it's evil and corrupt. He knows your heart. If you haven't forgiven others, how in the world are you going to expect God to forgive you? And then you complain to God, look, I need this. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Kimmy. And then he don't give it to you. And he said, oh, God doesn't really answer prayer.
Mm.
You ain't saying the right thing. You got to stop being foolish.
Mm.
If I tell you, you come to make a withdrawal at the bank, and thank you, Pastor Peaches, for this analogy, and you write out a withdrawal slip, let's say for $1,000, and you give it to the teller. Teller looks up your name. It looks at the withdrawal slip, says, Oh, there's no account number on here. What's your account number? I don't have an account number. The bank teller's going to look at you like you crazy. Or she may push the button and think you're trying to rob the bank because you're trying to get something that you didn't deposit. In order to get forgiveness, you got to deposit forgiveness.
Mm.
Can you hear me? Oh, now, wake sister up. Because she almost went to sleep on. Wake her up.
Hallelujah.
Wake brother up. I said you can't get a deposit of forgiveness until you put some forgiveness in that bank.
Mm.
Oh, come on now. See, y'all say, well, oh, my goodness, this is going to be good tonight because we only got one scripture, so I can just relax and take it. You better not take it easy. You better not relax. You got a laundry list, a market list. You got a 15-page list of everything you want God to do for you. And all he asks you to do to get the ball rolling for the second of the Musha cover is to deposit forgiveness in somebody else's life. How do you do that? You forgive them what they've done to you, but you don't understand what they did. It was surrender. I don't care if they raped you. I don't care if they shot your child. Somewhere along the line, you better put some forgiveness in the plan if you want to be forgiven. But I am not minimizing stuff that has happened in people's lives. Don't you dare say Pastor Bird is minimizing traumatic experiences that people have. I'm not doing that. But if you on the cross and you look up in heaven and say, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. They're up there crucifying you. And they doing less to you than what happened to Christ. You say, well, they killed my daughter. And that's horrendous. I grieve. You grieve. Everybody grieves. A loss of life, that's terrible. But somewhere along the line, you got to forgive. I heard today someone, a family, who is forgiving the murderer of their son because they know what the word said. If you want forgiveness, you got to forgive. But I don't take your butt out of God's way.
Amen.
You up there hindering God from blessing you. Because when you don't forgive, tired is God's hands. When you don't forgive, it interrupts his favor that he want to put towards you. When you don't forgive, it interrupts that flow from God, that flow of glory to God, of knowledge and wisdom. That's a basic thing. That's not something down the road or something very intricate. It don't take rocket scientists to understand you can't go to a bank and withdraw money if you ain't put no money in there.
Amen.
So don't you try to fool me and fool somebody else and thinking, look here, I'm saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, that will burn the fire. Holy Ghost, you're tongue-talking, fire baptized. And your mother and father are dead. And you're still holding on against your mother and father for what they did or didn't do. They have gone to every ward. You better make sure you clean that thing up. How do you know somebody's saying that? How do I know if I'm forgiven? It don't come out your mouth again. It may come across your thoughts. But you see, when the scripture says forgive and forget, it doesn't mean it won't come across your throat. It means forget that. Let it come out your mouth again. That some people are still regurgitating stuff that happened 50 years ago. And then they wonder why sickness and pestilence and all kinds of crazy stuff happen. Because you interrupt God. You tying God's hand. God is hovering over you, waiting to show himself strong on your behalf. And you tying his hand. Do you hear me out there?
Mm.
You better forgive that one. Yes, that one and that one. Yes, that one that did the worst thing to you. That one that did a little thing to you. And everything in between. You better forgive them. Still on this side of the dirt, you better deposit some forgiveness in your bank of forgiveness so God can forgive you, baby, brother, mother, son, daughter. Act like you the high monkey muck sometimes. And you're still holding art against that bully in the pulpit who treated you like a dog. And you, glory to God. And you're still remembering that. And you're still digging it up. That's what you said. Well, I still got pain about it. You know why you still got pain about it? Because you keep digging it up and digging it up. Let it be buried. Give it to the Lord. You keep on carrying this stuff. You give it to the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. Non-secular things are incorrect, oxymoronic statements that ever been uttered in this country. Was talking about engine givers. And every time you heard people talk about engine givers, you thought that the onus was on the engine. The onus wasn't on the engine. It was on them other folks that said, here's a treaty. You can have this. And then they came back 2 years later. They found gold. Oh, so we take it back. They took it back from the Indians. And then they gave something else to the Indians. And then they came back 6 months later and took it back. You want God to bless you. You want God to open up his windows and pull you out a blessing. You have room enough to receive. You want all the goodness of God. But you got to do the first thing. Mm-hmm. You got to be a child of God. And if you don't forgive folk, how can you call yourself a child of the King? You might be somebody else's child. But God's children forgive. You cannot withdraw any money from any bank in this country or even in the world that I know of if you didn't deposit some money there or somebody deposited some money for you. Mm-hmm. And nobody can forgive other people for you. You got to forgive for yourself because, indeed, it's for yourself. It's really not for the other person. It's for you. You want God to forgive you, so you forgive others, so he can forgive you. Take those handcuffs off of God, young woman, young man, father, mother, son, daughter. Take those handcuffs off of God. Let him bless you today. If some of your back's against the wall. You've been crying out to the Lord for a long time, and you don't know why. And you've been saying, why have you come through, Lord? Revisit that stuff that you haven't forgiven folk from and say, I forgive. If they have gone on to be with the Lord, do what my wife said. Put a chair in front of you. And use your imagination, which is the largest nation in the world, and put them in that chair in the spirit and say, look here, I forgive you. I forgive you. If it's a whole bunch of people, line up the chairs. Take every chair in your house and in the neighbor's house. Line them up. And I forgive you. 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 And mean it from your heart. And watch, I'm going to tell you something. This is a prophetic ministry. This is a prophetic word. The moment you do that from your heart, the blessings will come upon you and overtake you. Within 24 hours, stuff starts going to start happening to you. Glory to God. Somebody going to call up and say, look here, I just got some brand new furniture, and I found out that I'm being moved to Chicago, and I can't take this with me. Would you like to have a house full of brand new furniture? Come on now. And you've been in your house with one table and one chair. Glory to God. Somebody will call you up on the phone and say, look here, I just paid all of your gas and electric and your mortgage too, because I was awakened in the middle of the night. And God not only gave me your name, it gave me your account number. And I paid off your mortgage, and I paid your gas and electric. God's going to do that for you. There is no telling. God is sovereign. No telling what he's going to do if you take them handcuffs off of him. I dare you to forgive. And watch out what happens in your life. Pastor Peaches, can you understand what I'm saying? Because I don't know if I'm making myself clear tonight. Because somebody needs to hear this. Because they've been holding stuff on too long. How long? Too long. Glory to God. They've been holding stuff on for 50 years. Glory to God. They have been crossing the street. They see a certain person. They will still cross the street. Don't want to walk on the same side of the street. Because of that unforgiveness, it's going to kill you. It's going to strangle you. It's going to steal your blessings. You don't have to worry about others stealing your blessing. You're shooting your own self in the feet. You're cutting your own self, your nose off your face. Can I get an amen, somebody?
Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Do you hear the words that's coming out of my mouth today? Dare to forgive. And watch out. God is going to bless your socks off. You say, well, look here. I don't understand. I've been paying tithes. I've been giving my offering. I've been sowing seed. I've been doing this, that, and the other. And still, I ain't got this breakthrough. What's going on, God? He said, baby girl, baby boy, you're my children. I love you. But when you don't forgive, you tie my hands. I can't even give you what I promised to because you tied my hands. It's time. Look here, y'all. Some of y'all too old for the dumb stuff. If I got to tell you the same thing 9,000 times, and you don't receive it, you're being foolish. You're being foolish, and you need to celebrate your holiday. That's April 1st. I'm sorry, I'm saying it. It's tight, but it's right. God wants to bless you enormously, but you got to forgive. How can I forgive? How can I forgive? Give it to the Lord. Hallelujah. When those thoughts come to you about what happened, you done gave it to the Lord, rebuke it. You go to Philippians 4:8. Think on things which are honest and true and have a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, you think on those things. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm giving up scriptures, Lord. 2 Corinthians 10:5. So bring all thoughts into the obedience of Christ. When those things come up that want to keep you in unforgiveness, rebuke it. You tell Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus prevail. You can start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call on him. Like Pastor Peter said in the Children's Corner, call on him. You know you need him. You know the devil's trying to steal your blessings.
Amen.
He's trying to put you on the wrong side of a blessing.
Yes.
You know what's the wrong side of the blessing? That's called curse.
Mm-hmm.
You get blessed or you get cursed. Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's the right side of the blessing. but the wrong type of blessing. Cursed is the man that sit that. Go ahead, hallelujah, glory to God. That sits in the seat of the scornful. Cursed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the ungodly. That and you ungodly, if you don't ask God to forgive you of your sins, you are ungodly if you don't forgive others. You got to forgive others. Because if you don't forgive, that's an ungodly act. You heard? That's an ungodly act. That's a sinful act. Romans 10. Nope, Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. God wants to give you life, baby. He wants to give you more abundant life. John 10:10b. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. But you tie Christ's hands up when you don't forgive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor.
Yes.
I was thinking that some people say, well, I can't. But they still want to be pleasing unto God. So some things we have to start out doing by faith. Saying, and they want to be pleasing to God. So they say, Lord, I forgive. Lord, I forgive. And we say it, I believe the more they say it out of their mouth, and God knows that they want to be pleasing, they want to be pleasing to God, and then say, Lord, the easier it's going to get, Lord, I forgive them. Lord, I forgive.
And it would get down in their spirit,
and it's going to go
in their heart.
To their heart. And the more they do it, the easier it's going to get. The easiest going to get. And I believe sometimes we have to remember that we are human, and one day we're going to need someone to forgive us.
Amen.
You make a mistake and
yes.
Somebody to their heart, and you be trying to explain, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. But if you have given forgiveness, someone is going to forgive you for a mistake that you have made.
Hallelujah. That's so true, Pastor Peterson. That is righteous. Thank you so much. Y'all got the positive self-talk. You got to, you know, I forgive. And when those thoughts come to you, and you know it's the devil. You know it's the devil. That didn't happen to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, and it's trying to come up and give you pain and discomfort now. It's trying to stop you from reaching out, being confident, or being pressing the word to mark for the prize. You know that's the enemy trying to derail you.
And trying to keep your blessings away from you.
And keep your blessings away. That's right. It's time for you to understand the tricks of the enemy. And I'm going to tell you something. You get a hold of this. Dare to forgive. And watch how God going to bless you, start blessing you. Immediately, if not sooner. You trust God. Trust his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Our ears have heard, our hearts have felt for the word that's come out today. We thank you, God, that it fell on good ground. And, Father God, we thank you for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you're out there and you would like to communicate with us, if you, after the broadcast is over, if you feel free to call for 10-444-5-2. If you'd like to send us a communication, you may address your envelope RYMM PO Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, forgive me of my sins. If you come into my heart, I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Saints of God, you have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. You are now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.